The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we are joined this afternoon by Simonay Pretorius. Sy is 'n regisseur, draaiboekskrywer, vervaardiger, aktrise, amper mama van drie. Simonay, baie welkom by die show.
Dankie, Roz. Dankie. It's lekker om te wees, hi, Rob.
It's so nice to have you here. Listen, Som van Twee, the movie, it just cleaned up, man. 7 awards at the Silver Scarab. You must feel like James Cameron at the Oscars for Titanic.
It was even like a first time director that like did it,
right?
Because I think that was I really didn't see it coming. I still remember sitting in the audience and like writing down a speech quickly on my notes app because I really didn't expect it. So.
I was gonna ask, does the Silver Scarabs do speeches like the Oscars? And what do you say by your sixth one?
That's a good question. I've never won. I wouldn't know, but you do an acceptance speech, right? Roz, you know Roz was also like a winning short film as well.
Two award-winning actors in the studio
luister,
with me.
Luister, ek was daar toe jy daai toekenning vir die beste regisseur gewen het. Ja, die skok op jou gesig. Was jy so geskok omdat hierdie jou eerste ervaring met 'n feature film regie is?
Yes.
Of was het teen al die ander mense wat ook regtig gesoute regisseurs is en as jy die wenner?
Ja, I think it was a bit of both. Dit was regtig dit was so ontwerklik. Dit gevoel of dit 'n movie van iemand anders se lewe was. Ja. Soos this doesn't really happen. So in die eerste plek was ek net absoluut onervaren. Ek het op die stel gekom en ek het geweet wat 'n wide is, but it's baie op jou DP geleen. Maar ek dink mense is baie krities van jou eie werk oor die algemeen. So 'n klein bietjie van 'n mix van imposter syndrome en jy weet, a high standard for yourself. Ja. En dan het jy het gekom, ek het die geleentheid gehad, ek was super dankbaar net om dit te kon maak. So alles anders was net so 'n massive bonus en 'n kersie op die koek geweest. So I was totally flabbergasted.
Give me the quick rundown, Som van Twee, what the movie is about.
So Henk Opperman is a psychologist. Hy bly in Bloemfontein, hy en sy seun, en sy vrou is oorlede in 'n motorongeluk. En by haar begrafnis, tydens sy eulogy, vertel hy 'n staaltjie toe hulle saam op skool was. En hy deel dat hy sy matriek wiskunde vraestel gelek het aan die hele Barberton. So of en almal lag en is 'n grappie, maar daar sit iemand van die departement van onderwys in die gehoor, of iemand wat geassosieer word daarmee. Dit kom by die minister van onderwys uit, en die minister sê, wel, sorry vir julle, maar almal wat hulle wiskunde in 1992 in Barberton geskryf het, moet asseblief hulle wiskunde vraestelle gaan her. Henk is soos ek en kry angsaanvalle as hy by wiskunde kom. Hy doen nie baie goed daarmee nie, en so hy moet met sy seun so versoen, want sy seun is goed in wiskunde en moet hom tutor, and then they take this road trip to Barberton, back to his past, and his father, whom he also doesn't have a relationship with, also joins in the road trip. And so that sort of becomes the theme of the movie. It is about maths, but it's not about maths.
Because I thought it was a fairly ridiculous premise.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was based on a true story, and this actually happened.
Yeah, absolutely. It happened in the Netherlands, but it was, well, I also think it's like a first world country. So in South Africa, to ons kyk na die premise aanvanklik, to dink ons, in South Africa, waar die kids nog soos, daar's nog pit toilets en McDonald's desks. En goed, ek weet nie of die mense regtig dit gaan, I mean, it's already a bit of a stretch. And to this, we narrowed it down to like a small town within South Africa.
Yeah.
Maar hierdie het rare gebeur met 'n vrou wat by haar skoolreünie so klein bietjie gewyn was, en toe herken sy sy haar biologie vir ons sal gelek, en toe het dit rare gebeur dat die hele 1990 matriekgroep hulle biologie vraestel moes her. So dink ons, what's the worst, you know, thing around that? And that would be maths for me.
Can you imagine, Roz, one of your mates says to you over a drink at a braai, says something, and then you need to go back and rewrite a high school matric subject?
First of all, that would no longer be my mate. And second of all, no. Som van Twee is, it's about so much more than the maths. And I'm so glad that you said you're not a wiskunde bof. Want ek dink dalk is hierdie hoekom jy die draadboek geskryf het oor wiskunde, want jy het so 'n passie vir wiskunde.
Wielietjie wiskunde gehad. I was not that person.
Is this a way of dealing with trauma?
Probably. It's therapy. It was therapy for me.
But so much of the movie, en die titel is vir my so mooi, because it is oor die versoening van 'n pa en en sy pa en dan daar selfe pa en sy seun. So the relationships in the film are actually what make the film.
Yeah.
And that's why the casting was so important. En jy kom hier by dat James Borthwick, Flow.
I prayed hard for them to
see. The young guy, you know. So that obviously was very important for you to do.
Absolutely. I feel like casting is everything. Jy kan met 'n karakter sit op papier en sodra dit by 'n regte mens se mond uitkom met hulle lewenservaring, met hulle ritme, hulle gevoel vir komedie, hulle pyn, alles ingemix, it becomes a different character. They breathe life into something that's on paper. So ek het die jackpot geslaan met James Borthwick en Lou Finn, met almal, pretty much almal, Peter Breitenbach. I mean, I'm working with veteran comedy actors. But they understood the pain in their characters as well. En hulle het so mooi, hulle het so mooi vertolk. So ek is, ek die fliek sou nie gewees het wat het is, as het nie vir die acteurs was nie.
The longer I sit on the show and the more I work with Roz, the more I learn little bits about film and TV and so on. listen, I'm learning things. Hoe lank het hierdie ding gevat om saam te kom?
Ons het 'n jaar gelede gerap op die film, besef ek nou net, 24 wow. March 2024. Ons het in 18 dae geskiet, 18 locations, 138 karakters, a budget of 5.5, in the middle of rain season in Pretoria. My son was 5 weeks old.
Oof.
And it was just miracle upon miracle. It was a miraculous experience. So dit kom al van verlede jaar af. Toe moes ons baie vinnig edit met betyds te vir Silverskermfees. I think that's also why. Jy verwag nie dat het gaan doen soos dit gedoen het nie, maar it was amazing.
When I introduced you, I obviously spoke about all the different hats that you wear, but people that don't know what happened on the set while you were actually making this film is you were still breastfeeding your son, first big film. You wear so many hats. So I wanted to ask you about die skuif wat jy gemaak het. Ons ken jou as jong aktrise. Ons ken vir Simonei Noordman al vir hoe lank. Toe bietjie meer ernstige rolle, bietjie meer volwasse goed en nou 'n vervaardiger en regisseur. Hoe voel jy persoonlik oor daai skuif?
Dis amazing. Ek dink nie mens dink te veel daaroor nie. Is dankbaar vir die feit dat daai skuwe kon plaasvind. Ja. Maar my man sê altyd, ek is nie 'n hustler nie. Ek's van nature nie 'n hustler nie. Ek is nie, dis nie my persoonlikheid
nie. Klinkie so nie, hoor.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's ironies. But I never knock down doors to get opportunities. So ek dink dit is net baie guns wat oor 'n loopbaan van 10 jaar is. En 'n trajectory wat sin maak waar dit van performance kom, storie vertel, draaiboek skryf, regie en dan vervaardiging. Maar dit was 'n effortless and a seamless experience om te transition na regie toe, because I've always had the dream in my heart. En ek dink motherhood strengthened, ek sê maar ek praat so Engels en Afrikaans, but it's motherhood strengthened me for the job more than it took away from it. Om vir 'n seisoen dalk bietjie dis sulke sprints en dan werk jy weer nie en dan sprint jy en dan werk jy weer nie en in daai tye het motherhood my braaf gemaak om groot risks te vat, to take big swings and to not really care that much because when I come home there's something else that grounds me. So mens dink jy te veel daaroor nie, it sort of happens, maar ek is baie dankbaar daarvoor.
I would also imagine the cast is not going to cross the director who's also breastfeeding at the time. You get your stuff done quickly.
Correct. Correct.
So just on that, I have to say I didn't breastfeed. I get die grootste respect vir mamas wat nog borsvoed en opstel. I've seen that actually.
But Baba was on set.
Baba came with us to set, but I also had a nanny at home who looked after him. So ek glo nie altyd in balans nie. Sometimes I really, ek dink dis 'n mite. You go hard at certain things and then in ons bedryf veral, ek dink nie daar is iets soos balans. There's boundaries, but there isn't balance.
I agree. There's no such thing as balance. Also, motherhood made you so brave that you are now attacking the project of having 3 under 3.
Yeah.
Simonei!
Ek weet, Roz! Ek het dit nie sien kom nie. Well, I mean, we were trying, but it's a bit vinnig gevat. Ek is toe nou baie vrugbaar, kan nie glo.
Sien jy uit?
Ek doen. It's interesting, like, we know that there's a lot that's ahead of us. It's going to be a roller coaster. But, maar amal wat na jou toe kom sê vir jou, "Sjoe, jy sien kans vir baie." En dan aan die ander kant is ek soos, "But what a gift." Jy weet, kinders is regtig, dit het ons lewens so kom volmaak. And you can have a same fulfilling life without them. I'm all for like your decisions, you know. Maar in ons geval, we wanted this and we're very happy that we're having it. So ek is baie bevoorreg.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah. Imagine I stood here and no. I was like, no, I didn't want it.
Die film is 21 Maart uit, so it's now been out for a couple of days. Obviously, yeah. I mean, Silver Scatum saw it and loved it and so on. Have you had a chance to get any feedback from some other people who've seen it more recently?
Yeah, die terugvoer is oorweldigend. Dis mense, dis net positieve terugvoer. Ek kry DMs en boodskappe en Leon van Nierop het dit 8 uit 10 gegee en Spling, like a lot of the reviews are overwhelmingly positive. It did very well at the box office this past weekend. So we want to encourage people. It's amper like this was no long Norweg, maar it's amper skoolvakantie. En dit is amper payday. So ek dink hy gaan net nog beter doen. Word of mouth is spreading and I'm getting that feeling. So mens bemark soveel as wat jy kan en jy deel maar, jy weet, snippets daarvan and then you rely on the people who say they love it will tell other people that they love it. And then see means that. So that is nogal, lekker.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should encourage rich South Africans. I don't think we quite have the culture of like, I want to be a producer on a film yet. Yeah. Let's encourage a couple of rich people who've got some extra bucks lying around. Just like fund a film here and there.
Yes. Yeah, miskien. I get nog een. I'm up my sleeve.
Well, there you go. Simone is looking for investors. So someone throw her some money.
Ja. Rarig. Hoe kom het mense som van twee gaan kyk?
Want ek denk ons where we're at as a society, we desperately need the comic relief. Ons het nodig om bietjie te weg te kom en te escape en te lag. Saam met ander mense, vreemdelinge in 'n theater. I believe in the power of cinema. Maar ook, jy lag maar jy huil ook. Jy, die dieper temas raak jou regtig aan. Ons almal kom semi van 'n pa af. Like, in your story, there is a mother and a father, whether he was there or not. And I think we collectively as a society need healing from father wounds. So, as jy dalk dit nie nodig het nie, die persoon langs jou dit dalk nodig. En al is dit dat jy 'n karakter op skerm, 'n pa op skerm hoor jammer sê, of nie jammer sê nie, jammer wys in sy oë, there's this moment, or you see a father show up on a screen and it's not yours, allow yourself to sit in that and receive it for yourself because you are worthy of being fathered, you know? So ek dink dat dit 'n geneesende tema en 'n geneesende verhaal les, maar dis ook net regtig, ek dink is nogal snaaks. Ek lag nog steeds op. Like, I enjoy. You make films that you will enjoy. So ek geniet dit ook nog steeds.
I love that. Dit is op die oomblik beskikbaar. Ek wil nie lieg voordat nie die hele lysie aframmel nie. Sterk in die koor, oral. Onafhanklike theaters, oral. Gaan kyk net, som van twee. You will find out where you can go and see it. Go and see it. Ondersteun Suid-Afrikaanse kuns en theater en films, ons het dit nodig. Daar is sin van verbinding en connection through art. We need it. So baie dankie dat jy hierdie ding geskryf het.
Dankie.
Baie dankie dat jy dit gemaak het en dat jy by ons kom kuier, Simone. Dit was 'n fees.
Dankie julle. I love you guys. I love julle show. Ek luister daarna.